Welcome to Spotlight Radio. Spotlight is the place to meet the most interesting people, executives, professionals, and today's most notable experts share their wealth of knowledge and vast experience with us live. Listen and learn in depth directly from today's leaders and tomorrow's highest climbers. Spotlight Radio shines on the people that you want to hear every day, on demand and in real time on SpotlightRadio.com. The world's most fascinating people are right here on Spotlight Radio.
Welcome to Spotlight Radio. I'm your host, Jessica Stern. Today we are proud to put the spotlight on Artis Bazin. Artis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Artis Bazin is the president of Bazin Communications, based in Burbank, California. So tell us, Artis, what first inspired you to get Bazin Communications started? And also tell us a bit about your inspirational speaking.
Okay. I was in a business of bookkeeping and receptionist when I lost my sight at the age of 20. And I had, done speaking in high school, but I had never been that enamored of it. And I had never thought of myself as being a speaker until I lost my sight and I got involved in advocacy and involved in Christian organizations and involved in membership organizations. And through the years, I changed careers and became a trainer and helped people to move beyond what they thought they could do initially. And by speaking to first Christian groups about how faith helped me to develop my skills and to work through my particular challenges, I became more and more adept at speaking and felt that I was really helping people move forward.
Wonderful. And tell us a bit about maybe some of the techniques that you use in your inspirational speaking or where you're getting the motivation from.
Okay. Well, my primary topic, the one I get requested to speak on the most, is secrets to overcoming challenges and coping with change. And obviously, my experience losing my sight and then later I had other challenges, raising children as a visually impaired person, living with a spouse who came to have more than one disability, and then changing businesses. I've changed businesses three times through the years, types of businesses. And all of those things have given me lots of ideas to speak on and ways I can help people. Some of the other topics I speak on are leadership. I also speak on diversity, helping people to understand diversity and how people with disabilities can do the things that they do. And a lot of people don't understand that. They tend to be kind of custodial toward people. So I think by teaching diversity training, that really helps people to understand some of the capabilities of blind people, but also other people with disabilities and other people with different backgrounds. Hopefully, I'm showing them how they need to look at people differently. I also give a talk on how to plan for personal growth, and I can give that to groups as well, because a lot of times groups don't know how they can be more successful, and I can give them lots of marketing tips. I've done a lot of marketing both through my writing as well as helping groups look at how they're presenting themselves and I've written a book series on image building for organizations, churches, and businesses. And some of those techniques I use when I'm speaking to them, because a lot of people think marketing is just doing advertising. They don't realize just what you say each day and how you present different things can make a difference in how you grow.
Tell us a bit about the books you mentioned.
Okay. My series, Building Blocks to Success, does the image of your church attract members. The second one is Building Blocks to Success, does the image of your organization attract members. And the third one is Building Blocks to Success, does the image of your business attract customers and motivate employees. And what they're all based on is looking at each particular type of organization from the outside and what you think of those particular organizations by looking at them through different areas. I kind of walk through initially how the attitude is of the people in the organization toward people who come in and want to be a part of it, whether it is a membership organization, church, or as they're coming into a business. Are they welcome? Do they feel comfortable there? And then I really look at the accessibility throughout the business. How are they able to help customers with disabilities, for example? Do they have wide enough rows in their store for people to get through? When they offer seminars or conventions, do they consider how many steps they have? Do they provide their documents in alternative formats for people who can't read regular print? And I kind of go through the whole organization all the way from how they collect their customers, members, their databases, how they do their financial items, how they train prospective leaders, how they do conferences, what types of publicity they use, what kind of events they hold. And the books suggest various ways to go through all of these areas. And when I'm speaking to groups, I also identify some different ways that they can increase the visibility, because a lot of times you could actually help your members invite other members by their attitude, etc. That's why one of the topics I speak on are on strategies that will turn your members or clients into raving fans, because a lot of times people don't realize just by one statement they can really pull a person in or push a person out.
And tell us a bit more about the coaching and what type of coaching you do, and maybe even about some success stories between you and your clients.
Certainly. My most popular two areas are helping people to set goals for the future or setting priorities in their life. And the other one is looking at marketing techniques and how they can move either their business forward or their organization forward. The first one, I like to help the client look specifically at what they've been doing in their business to improve it, and then maybe think of some goals that they'd like to reach in the next year. And I say year because sometimes it's really good to keep the time frame a little shorter. And then once they've registered like 6 goals maximum, then I go through each of the goals with them and ask them about what specific steps they could take and then how long it would take them to do this particular step. Like maybe the first thing would be really easy, they could accomplish it in 2 weeks. And the next one might take 6 weeks, et cetera, and all the way through their list of goals. Some of the clients I've worked with are chiropractors, people who sell real estate, and I've worked with an attorney one time, too. Her case was really interesting. She was actually doing some of her business out of her home, but she also had an office. And this particular woman was visually impaired, and she was having a big transportation issue getting from her home to her office. And so she was looking at different possible ways that she could handle that. One could possibly be selling her home. One could be moving her office, etc. And so I walked with her through some of the problems with each of the things that she was thinking about. And she ultimately decided that she would look and see how much she could sell her home for and see if she could find a property that would be just a few blocks from where she worked, so it would be easier for her to get to work. And then she was also having problems with an employee getting done what she needed done, and so I helped her walk through what the issues were with that employee and what would like she would like as her outcome. And that way she could look at whether it would be helpful to work with that employee to improve her capabilities or whether she should just start over with a new employee. And by the end of our session, she had set herself, six different tasks that she was going to look at to make sure that she made the right decision in the future. And that's what I try to do in my coaching, is help them to think it out themselves. Because I can give them ideas, but if the person doesn't buy into the idea, they're not going to move forward and actually accomplish that goal. That's why I think it's so important for a coach to really have them talk and give you their sense of where they're at and then interject the correct questions so that they have the outcome that they want. Another client I worked with was a gentleman who sold insurance, and he was looking to retire, and he wanted to make sure that he had the business set so that when his daughter took over, that she wouldn't have to worry from day to day exactly how to accomplish different things. And so I walked through with him how he could develop a list of things that he wanted to make sure he took care of. He wanted to make sure he had a list of how he did things in the office, how he accomplished different things, how he worked with the various employees to get them to sell the products that they needed to sell. And then also I worked through him how he could make his wife feel more comfortable with him retiring and some of the things that he'd want to do when he retired, hobbies, et cetera. And by the end of the session, he had a list of things that he could work through to make sure that when he retired in 6 months that he'd feel comfortable not only leaving the business in his daughter's hand, but also him and his wife moving forward as a retired couple.
Wonderful. And we're about to take a short commercial break, but for our listeners, stay tuned with us. When we get back, we'll have more from Artist Bazin going into her experience with individuals, with groups, and maybe a bit more about coaching. So time for a short commercial break. We will be right back with Artist Bazin after these messages.
Give praise to the King. I can do all things. No matter the valleys I may travel or storms that may come my way. Give praise to the King. I can do all things. When people are empowered and truly love themselves, they're capable of amazing victories. PTK Enterprises focuses on team building, women's empowerment and encouragement, and the establishment of positive community relations throughout the world. Motivational speaker and life coach Charmaine Singleton will help you to reach your fullest potential. Reach out to Charmaine Singleton, the PTK Enterprises staff, at 281-900-0124. That's 281-900-0124. Or visit ptkallday.com. Together, you and I can do all things.
Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. First, allow me to thank the man who gave me the most important piece of advice in my professional career. The man who told me it's all in who you know. Second, I'd like to thank Spotlight Radio for connecting me with so many of you leaders and business professionals. I'd like to thank Spotlight Radio for all of their features, such as radio commercials, press releases, distinguished awards, video profiles, and of course, for Spotlight Radio shows. My Spotlight Radio interview put the spotlight on my business and set me ahead of the rest of my competition.
It's all in who you know. Go to SpotlightRadio.com to become a member. Connect with all of our elite members like Paul Peterson.
Spotlight Radio allows me to be heard on a global platform.
Go to SpotlightRadio.com today and listen to all of our guests live on air. Learn how you can be heard on Spotlight Radio. Remember, it's all in who you know. And we are back with Spotlight Radio guest Artis Bazin. Before a break, Artis was telling us about Bazin Communications, inspirational coaching, and getting into some success stories with her coaching. And now, Artis, if you could tell us a bit more about your experiences with individuals and groups, maybe some of the differences between coaching individuals and groups.
Sure. I like to assist people in all areas in order to improve their organizations as well. One of the things that I've worked with a lot of organizations in is membership building. I've written a lot of articles on membership. I've also helped groups that are really having issues getting new members and getting retaining members. And some of the ways that I've talked to them is asking them to really to think about some of the things that they publish, some of the handouts that they make, make sure that they sound appealing, talking about what their organization does, and really promoting some of the things that they do, if they offer scholarships, et cetera. Another thing that's a real passion for me is going to church. I really like to share my faith, and I really enjoy speaking to groups about my faith and how much it has meant to me in my walk of life. I think that when something is important to you and you feel a passion, you actually can really express, you know, what it means to you a little bit easier. I've had to go through many challenges in my life, like I mentioned earlier, and I think belonging to a church has really helped me to feel comfortable and to also express how I feel and work with others. And I really enjoy helping others to be the best they can be. One of the other topics that I've coached people on is how to fight stress and win. A lot of times people go through stressful situations and they don't know how to deal with them. And I can work with them as one-on-one or as a group just by pointing out some of the things that would help them to move forward. And that would really relieve the stress in their organization or as in their personal life. I enjoy doing a lot of things which other people might not think a blind person can do. I've done cross-country skiing. I love to dance. I love to be out there and travel, and I've traveled all over the world. And a lot of people think that when you have a disability that you cannot do it. But I have found that I can do most anything I want to do, except drive. It would be helpful if I could drive. But you learn to deal with, you know, different means of public transportation. And by and large, people are really friendly when you're out and about. If I'm having trouble finding something or need assistance, I've always been able to get people to give me the correct instructions, directions, et cetera. So that's, you know, always been, you know, really good.
And I must commend you, you made tremendous strides coaching and doing everything that you do while being blind. Elaborate a bit on how this affects your day-to-day life and how it still keeps you, I mean, strong and motivated to motivate so many people out there. Tell us a bit on how that affects your work.
Sure. I'm very fortunate that I lost my sight when technology was really coming into the foray, because before people had to, you know, write Braille with a slate and stylus or use a tape recorder, etc. Well, when I went back to college, I was fortunate that I could use a note taker. And a note taker is basically like a laptop computer, only it has a Braille display, and then you can also use a speech if you like. But when I was doing classes, I used the Braille display. And it really saved me a lot of time rather than having to tape record everything and then you'd have to basically listen to the whole class all over again. Whereas being able to take notes on the crucial points was really helpful. And I use a note taker all the time now. When I do coaching, I have my note taker with me so that I can take notes down as I'm talking to the client. And when I'm speaking, I have my notes on my note taker. And I sometimes do carry Braille notes and a little Braille notebook, too, just in case technology dies. But the technology has really made it incredibly easier as a blind person. I also have a regular computer that I have in my office at home, which has speech on it, and I do most of my writing from there. I do some editing through my note taker because it's good to go through it with Braille so you catch some things that you might not catch with the speech. And I have a Braille printer, and I also have other things I use around the house as far as just homemaking. I have my microwave. It's a talking microwave. I mark a lot of my things with Braille or with stickers. Sometimes it takes a lot of time just to Braille everything, and if you're going to use up things right away, that, you know, it's not worth the time to spend Brailing them. So I just mark them in different ways, either put them in a special order or use different kind of boxes or containers, and, you know, that's very helpful. And I try to keep my office organized so I can find papers that I want and mark the ones that I really need to know where to find them. So there's a lot of little different techniques like that I use. And when I'm traveling, I always make sure I, you know, put my boarding pass in my side pocket, and I have my credit cards and my IDs. I can tell apart. The ID has kind of a little marking on it automatically, so I don't have to mark that. But my credit cards, I have a little Braille strip on them so that I can tell them apart. So little things like that, you know, help me when I'm traveling. And I always try to bring my itinerary along in Braille, so that way, in case I forget the flight number, I have it there so I know what to look up and what to ask for when I'm at the airport.
And tell us a bit about your site. For listeners out there, definitely check out the gorgeous site that I'm looking at right now, www.artistbazin.com, spelled ARDISBAZYN.com. Tell us a bit about your site.
Yes, I have a website with lots of information on it. I have my brochure is on there. My one sheet is on there. I also have a little a video that a college student did for on me telling about my story. And I also have a links on there for all of my topics that I speak on and my coaching topics. I also have a product page where you can purchase my books. You can also get the books in several different formats. I also have a page of resources where it has documents on membership building. And there's a document actually for college students how to have a successful college experience It's a document I wrote for a blind student group. It has lots of tips for those entering college. So I have lots of different things on there. I also have a newsletter that I do quarterly where I put articles in that, and there's a newsletter archive on the website so you can look back issues of the newsletter if you're looking for certain types of articles. Most of the articles are for businesses or organizations. There are some for individuals as well. And anyone can sign up for my newsletter free. You just go on my website, BazinCommunications.com, and you can subscribe to the newsletter. The newsletter is available on both of my websites, but to subscribe, it's through Bazin Communications. Or you can just email me, too, privately, and ask to be subscribed to my quarterly newsletter.
And the other gorgeous site that I'm looking at right now is www.bazincommunications.com. And I must commend you again. I'm seeing the media, the press, the awards, and you were in a walk-a-thon. You have video biographies, Best of Burbank. Tell us, out of these credentials, what sticks out in your mind? Is there a favorite?
Actually, I've received a number of awards, and not all of them are even on the website. And I guess I felt the happiest when I received a certificate that I had accomplished hours of Bible study. I did numerous hours of Bible study and got a certificate for going through that particular path of study. It took me about a year, and I really felt, to me, it was a personal accomplishment. It really wasn't anything that, you know, will likely help my business, but it was a personal accomplishment because I did it on my own time outside of my business. I think I really appreciated that accomplishment. I also, of course, always like to get awards, and I got another award as a for one of the organizations for which I do a lot of work, Rendell Shepherd Vendors of America. They had given me an award for the Don Cameron Advocacy Award for all the work that I'd done, and I don't even know if I have a copy of that on my website. Sometimes you get so many of these things, and it's hard to remember to post them all.
An artist, unfortunately, as our program is coming to a close, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and get in touch with you?
Actually, you can get a hold of me by phone. My main office telephone number is 818-238-9321. When I'm out and about, my cell number is 818-209-8684. And, of course, anyone can reach me by email at abazyn@bazyncommunications.com at any time.
So again, for our listeners to reach out and get in touch with Artist Bazin, the president of Bazin Communications, based in California, inspirational speaker and coach, you can call her 818-238-9321 or 818-209-8684, and you can email her abazyn@bazyncommunications.com, spelled A-B-A-Z-Y-N at B-A-Z-Y-N communications, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-T-I-O-N-S.com. And again, check out the gorgeous sites www.bazyncommunications.com and www.artistbazyn.com. Artist, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And you've been listening to Spotlight Radio with special guest Artist Bazin. Tune in every day to hear from the most interesting people on SpotlightRadio.com.